Hello everybody and welcome to Glitters of Life podcast. I am your host Rohit Kokne and we are back with an exciting episode today. And this is going to be an amazing one and it is quite different because we all are predicting how our future will be. And this is exactly we are going to talk about how your decisions into the life and business will evolve, and that too through tarot card reading. Yes, and we have a very special guest to talk about this very topic. She is Urvi Srimankar. Urvi, welcome on the show.
Hi, Rohit. Thank you. I have to just start off and say huge fan of your podcast, huge fan of the content you're putting up everywhere. And congratulations on your recent win. Super, super happy to be here and hopefully help your audience a little more with their questions about tarot, with your questions about tarot. And yeah, really excited.
Definitely. And we have seen, like, I have read more about the astrology, the numerology, but this is the first time that I'm going to know more about the tarot card reading, because then for me, it was more about like whatever information I had, it was more about the recreational card game for me. Like, that is how I understood it. But then I want to know from you, like, how did it transform as a tool for the divination and how did you get into this? Because this space seems to be so exciting. Like, I'll be able to predict what is going to happen. See, predictions are not fully correct that we have to adhere to, or that is the kind of a disclaimer. But then again, it gives us a kind of a path, like where we are heading towards. So I want to know, like, how did this particular transformation about the tarot card happen and what was your journey into it?
So basically I started, since I was a child, 10, 11, 12 years old. And that time I started reading, your local newspaper will always have some sort of horoscope in it, right? Yeah. Something to do, some version of it. And I used to read that every single day. Since I was a child, I used to read these horoscopes in the local newspaper. It could be anything, whatever it said. And I used to forget it also very quickly. But it was the one thing that's religiously like wake up and look forward to reading. And somewhere I used to get excited about it. I used to really enjoy it also. And then we entered Instagram, where all of this information was so easily available, right? Like, you always have so much content being put across about, okay, this is what it holds for your sign today. This is what's happening to you. If you are born on this day, this is what it holds for you. So I was always very fascinated by it. And as luck would have it, I literally saw an Instagram post about someone teaching tarot very nearby to where I live. Very, very close by to where I live. And it was, you know, and I was like, okay, let me see what the fees is. If it's up to a certain amount, I'll pay it and I'll go for it. You know, I didn't want to spend too much and all of that. Like, I was also, I just started working. So it was one of those. And I went for the class. And I was blown away. Like, I was literally blown away. This happened 4 years ago now, and literally around this same time. And I had the best time. I felt like the cards knew me. I felt like I was connecting instantly with the cards. And, to answer your question, it was more, it's not an exact science. It is very intuition-based. So, if you ask me how it works, it's literally about your intuition. It's literally about how your subconscious mind works, and it's basically giving you signs. And the cards are essentially a tool to sort of interpret what your subconscious mind is telling you. But that's what it was, and that's how I got into it. You know, so it was a really, really great story. Great, I think the way it all aligned, but I loved it. Like, I loved every minute of it.
Exactly, because then we have seen, as we talked earlier, and we have been talking about this, like people are so influenced by astrology, numerology, or even they are willing to change whatever name they are having. So it does have the direct impact on the lives of the people, and they are making decisions based upon it. So how do people practically utilize the tarot card reading for their business decisions or the life decisions? Because then again, it becomes very important to know, like, where we are heading. What is the actual benefit that we are going to get? And as much as we can see over on internet, or whether we have been knowing people who are around us who are practicing astrology or numerology, they are more in proportion. But then this is a new field. This is quite interesting field. So what is the kind of a reliance they placed on to this particular reading?
Okay. So it's a great, great question. And I'm really, really glad that you asked this. Okay. So what you can do, right? how tarot works is that it's a tool to connect with your subconscious mind or your intuition, whatever you call it, right? And the way to do that, the way to kind of build with that is to ask very specific questions. So for example, today, you and I are doing this interview, for example, I could always ask the cards, you know, how is this interview going to perform? Is it going to do well for Rohit? Is it going to be something which he can grow from, you know? And it's a very specific question that I'm asking only with regards to today's episode. The same way, if you're making a business decision, you can always ask, like, okay, if I'm entering into the next phase, or if I'm looking to collaborate with XYZ person or company or whatever, how fruitful will it be for me? So that could be one way of asking. Another way of asking is also, so a lot of people only tend to focus on the positive, like, how, what is the good thing coming, you know? But personally, if you ask me, I would rather you focus on what is something which might block you or stop you, you know? And those could be fears, those could be your past patterns coming into play, which somewhere down there, somewhere in your gut, you know, like, I'm scared to do this. Whether you admit it or not, whether it really comes to you or not, is secondary. But that's how I would genuinely say, especially when it comes to business, especially when it comes to life, the good thing is great. But what you should really focus on with a reader, with something like this, is to focus on what's stopping you, what could be potentially standing in the way of, you know, you doing well and you not doing well. And sometimes the answers are just unbelievable. Like, the answers that have come up for a lot of people, they have been like, they weren't expecting it. They weren't really expecting an answer like this to come through, and it brought them so much clarity. And they were like, then when we went for the, when we went to change things, you know, when we went to sort of level up, it actually made a huge difference for us. It made a huge, huge difference because we were able to, you know, it's not like taking one step forward and coming five steps back. Like, they went one, two, three, which made it really, really easy for them also. And I think that's what they really enjoy doing too.
Exactly, Urvi. And we just have to we just need to have that particular faith into that particular journey, because it is not something that everything will change for better in next 2 or 3 days. You just have to be very patient. You just need to allot a lot of time so that whatever journey unfolds for you, you'll be able to see the results accordingly. And it happens with each and every person. It is not like if you're following the tarot card reading, that is totally great. If you're following astrology or anything that we are talking about, the results are going to come sooner or later, but you just need to have the faith into the process that you are following. Because then people start comparing the results. Inhone ye bola tha, mere saath ye nahi ho raha hai, and I may get quick results with something that I can follow or religiously do. So that usual things happen into the industry, and that is how people tend to follow, because people are getting so impatient these days, Urvi, that we have seen. They just want immediate success. They just want to get out of the hurdle as soon as possible. That is a good sign. We all are striving to get better. But then again, it's more about the patience. It's more about your trust into the person who is going to give you the kind of results. So did it ever happen with you that you used to follow astrology or numerology and then used to compare the readings of the tarot cards for any of your references?
To give you a little bit of perspective, right? Astrology and numerology, both are, so astrology, how it works is, I'm not too sure about numerology, so sure. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
Astrology, how it really works is, it is based on planetary positions at the time that you were born, correct?
Yeah.
That is already predetermined. So the way I view it is that you could actually use the astrology as a guiding map. For example, we all have those birth chart readings, or kundalis as we call it in India, you know. And the one way you could actually use it is like, okay, even in a birth chart, they'll give you 4 or 5 options. Okay, you're good at these 3 career options are good for your career fields are good for you, right? And sometimes you're just like, okay, what is the right one for me actually? There are 3-4 options. But you could be confused and be like, okay, which one is the most apt one for me? Where do I see my most, myself flourishing the most? So those kind of questions is where tarot comes in. So it's a mix of both. And you can actually, like, when it's used together, it makes a whole difference, because there's so much, like, astrology is a very exact science. And I've seen proof of that myself. I've seen a lot of people, sometimes astrologers say that, okay, this year of your life is going to be very life-changing. Or this is one, like, great, powerful year, so to say. And I've seen that happen to a lot of people around me. So they've also used tarot to kind of sync with what they really want, and that's shown them some great results, because it brought them a lot of clarity. And I think at the end of the day, what we're all really looking for is that clarity. Is like, okay, what should I do? Or one of the most common questions I get asked is, what is my purpose? How do I know what is right for me? And I think that, you know, just plays such an important role to find out what your purpose is. And it's very, very aligned to your intuition. And I think most people, like, okay, if I were to ask you, right, like, what are five things you love doing? You will know five. You can give me five, maybe 10, you'll probably be able to give me. But what is something that will work the best for you to grow it as a career, perhaps, to grow it in terms of a business, whatever it is that you really want it to be long term. So I feel like that's where tarot comes in. That's how you can match it with astrology.
Interesting perspective, because then again, there should be some kind of a differentiating factor that will again give rise to the industry or the work you are doing. Because then if everything is common, then people won't be having the trust factor. So you have to note the differences so that the trust factors gets started building, and then people will be able to follow and know the difference, like how it works. And it's more about the instincts. You just have to be very sure, because I'm the kind of a person, if I get that particular instinct from that particular reading or so, I'll be religiously following it. That is the kind of a person I have been, because then with me, even at my home, like my Nanaji is a astrologer. So he's like about to get 100 years old in coming month, and he still reads the charts, like everything around that. So I have seen like how it works, but this is very fascinating. Your insights are helping me to understand. And again, what people can get benefited by following this particular tarot card reading is something that is very amazing, because then for me, it's kind of a new concept. And I, Urvi, I want to know about the success stories or few kind of examples from your journey or the clients you have been catering to, so that it will just give a kind of a gist that what kind of change it brought into their own life as well.
So I'm actually really glad you brought that up, and I'm really, really glad you mentioned it. So actually, I want to touch back to something you just mentioned, you know, about like if you really had that vibe or that instinct that came through from the reading. And it's so important to vibe with your reader, whichever reader, healer you go to, because somewhere consciously, subconsciously, even what is happening in their surroundings, what's happening in their life, or and I'm not saying it happens to everybody, but very often they also come with a certain worldview. You know, so it's so important to connect with that. It's so important for you as a reader, as an audience, to connect with your reader so that there is that trust factor. And without the trust, the reading is not complete. You know, as you said, so you could go to 10 tarot readers or astrologers, but if you don't connect with them, it's never going to work out. So I feel like it's, and today with the availability of Instagram or even apps, it's so easy to find someone you resonate with. It's so easy to find someone that you kind of connect with. So I would say before going ahead with that, find the person, you know, vibes have to match basically. So I think that's something which I really wanted to kind of add. And now coming to your question about success stories, right? It's actually a really interesting one. So we worked with a client where he wanted to sort of... he was actually looking for a job, and he had two job offers in hand. Now, this is a question that comes to me very, very often. Is that okay? Which offer should I pick, or which company will be better for me? Should I stay here for X number of years? Should I switch now? Stuff like that is a very, very common phenomenon. And so the choices that he had were between two firms. One was slightly smaller, but very you know, it was a space that he could actually grow in. And one was like one of your well-known companies and stuff like that. And, you know, when you present this offer, most people will go like, oh, you have to choose the one with the bigger name, bigger salary and all of that. And when we actually did the reading, it said that if you could choose both. Both will be good. But the one with the smaller name or the lesser known one is actually the place where you will thrive. It's a place where you'll kind of find your footing. It's a place where you'll actually be able to learn and grow as an individual. And if you chose the more popularly known one, you do okay, but you will feel very stifled because there's no room to innovate and there's no room for you to experiment or for you to learn. And he actually wasn't expecting that. And he said, you know what, I don't believe this. And I'm going to go in with the first one because it's a very prestigious name. It's so difficult to get into a company like this. So I'm very okay with clients doing that because I feel like, okay, at the end of the day, I'm just guiding you. Tarot is just guiding you. It's a tool to guide you. The end decision is always in your hand. So he did go ahead. He went to the job. For one whole week, he's gone to that entire job, and it was miserable. he didn't enjoy at all. He came home feeling really burnt out, really exhausted. And eventually he went on to the other company, which was the lesser known one, the less popular one. And it changed everything for him. Like today, I think he's like a year into the company and like he's enjoying it. He's really loving it. So it's so important to kind of, and I'm glad, you know, they took the choice to go to the popular one, because it actually goes to show, and it was an open eye opener for me also, because even I wasn't expecting this. So that's something which I was really, really fascinated by. And another success story was actually when we help someone to get ready for marriage. I want to put it that way. Because, you know, she was in a space where it was, she really wanted to get married. And every time we would pull up the cards, and she's been a long-term client of mine. And, you know, every time she wanted to pull out cards, and it would go like, it's not there, something's stopping you. And we both kept working on them. We were both like trying to figure out what, like, you know, get to the root of it, is like, what is stopping you? And so this was with tarot, and we did meditation and journaling and a bunch of other modalities. And we actually figured out where her root cause was lying and what the issues were. And I'm not going to get into that because it's really personal. And eventually, a couple of months later, after a lot of work, we actually came to the space where, you know, the cards also started showing the results that, okay, you know, it's coming in the next 6 months, it's coming in the next 4 months, and that kept changing. And one day when we were doing the reading, I said that, okay, I think that, you know, this, the boy isn't from your hometown. The boy is somewhere far, and that's why you're not able to meet him. So probably, you know, expand your circle. Like, and this was a typical arranged marriage setup. And I told her that, why don't you expand the range of maybe looking, you know, maybe in and we were still not able to pinpoint which city, obviously, right? And we were just like, open up the range a little bit, see maybe he's outside, you know, different states, stuff, and let's try. Turns out the boy was from Bangalore, and she's in Rajasthan. And that's how they met. And then we were figuring out what date would come through and stuff like that. And I told her somehow that, okay, I feel like April is the month. And that's literally the date they got married. Like, so it's been that, this has taken a while. Like, I'm not going to say this was very rosy and it's happened overnight or whatever. It was, I think we worked together on this for 6 months. Like 6 months to work on her mindset, to work on her confidence. And then we got to this stage where she was ready to even meet people. So it's not overnight. It's definitely not like I'll say it today and tomorrow it'll happen. But faith along with the reading is, I think, what gets it going.
So I was supposed to say that, because then faith is quite necessary into whatever you are pursuing, be it reading the cards or so. And thanks for sharing that particular success stories, because then it instills the confidence into the mind of the people that, yes, it brings out the results, and it's not just about reading some fancy cards and the kind of, because then people know about the astrology, the signs, the sun sign, the moon signs, etc. Because then it is more often onto the internet, and you have got a lot of pages, they are putting daily horoscope and everything. But with respect to tarot card, you just need to have the proper guidance. You need, we need the people like you who, help people to guide onto the better path, and then the journey becomes quite exciting. So Urvi, I want to also know that, what is the process of like reading those particular cards, like, and how do you interpret those cards? And I do have personal question as well. So if you just could explain the process, then we can move on to that particular part.
Okay, so as I told you, like, obviously you have to learn it, much like any other thing. It's a mix of technical knowledge which you've learned, and then it's your intuition. And it's often my intuition coupled with, so what happens is my intuition is one thing, right? That's one aspect which gets into the reading.
Okay.
But it's also what the other person is thinking of. So for example, if I were to do your reading, right, I would spend, like, say if you were to get on a session, or we were supposed to meet and do the reading, I would spend some time you know, pulling in your energy. I would spend some time figuring out, you know, and I would ask for the date of birth and stuff like that. So it would be very, very specific to you. And once I feel like the energy, your energy has come, has been imbibed by the cards, is then I'll start asking you, like, okay, what is your first question? How do we go about it? And then we get into the reading. Yeah. So that's how it works. So that's why I said earlier, right? Like, it's so important to have a vibe check with your reader as well. Because if you don't relate to what I'm saying, or if you don't understand my language of talking, or maybe my way of talking, it's not going to be beneficial to you.
Exactly. It's not that kind of easy cheesy kind of a thing, so that you'll be just getting the results once you're telling. Because I have like talked with few people with respect to the astrology as well, and they were always kind of a thing like they are the people who you don't vibe with. They'll be just getting information from you. So it's the first, like with astrology, you can provide the date of birth, the time of your birth, and then get the results, like what it is saying about you. And few people just want to get known about you from yourself itself. Like they are just asking more and more questions to you. So what are you going to tell me? That is the first kind of a thing. So again, it's a to and fro. You just have to exchange. You just need to get that particular vibe. And if it is bringing that particular results, then it becomes more interesting as well. So once we know the process, then again, it clears the doubt in the mind of the people that what exactly we have to do. Is it just about we going to the person and then reading those particular cards and we just have to follow certain things? We have seen like, Urvi, is it something that once you get that particular reading, do we have to do more certain things about that particular reading as well? Like, is there something that we have to do additionally as well?
So that honestly depends on what the cards say. You know, so in a lot of cases, it comes through. Like in some cases, very clearly defined action steps come through. So, you know, I could say like, okay, for example, I want to grow my tarot page to 10,000 followers. And I could ask the cards what to do, et cetera, which is obviously in alignment with who I am and stuff like that. So very defined answers could come. Or sometimes the cards will just tell you like, take a break, take it easy. Approach this after some time, approach this after a couple of weeks or something like that, so that you are fresher. You know, sometimes you even get answers like, okay, this is your path, this is your point of view, but maybe ask someone else to help you. So you could get like a friend or a mentor to maybe go through what you're thinking, you know, or maybe you get someone from your family to help you out with this.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes that specific as that. I've actually even gotten cards, and this is purely for my own reading, but I've gotten cards saying that, you know, if you travel for work or if you look at expanding beyond certain geographical areas, that will really work out for you. So that, and I've tried that, and it's actually borne very, very good fruit for me. So I feel like that's a really good sort of guiding point, I would say.
Amazing. Glad to know that. And we can just see a demo of it.
Because course,
then we are not just going to talk, we are not just going to promote or like do that particular thing. Because then again, whatever we do in practicality, it does help. And again, there's a disclaimer out there. This is just a kind of a thing. We are not present in a moment where we are not sitting next to each other. So that's a very different vibe. But then we are going to surely see and test the results. So my first question comes to you is like, we are having this Cricket World Cup running right now.
Yes.
And we have already won the first match, fortunately.
Yes.
And again, the campaign is running out there. We have the next match with great
crucial
teams out there.
That too,
exactly. So how well is India going to fare into this particular World Cup? That is something that we would or the audience would love to know, the all the cricket fans.
Okay, so I hope I don't get into any trouble for this. What I don't know what the cards are going to say, but I'm just putting it out there. Okay, let's see. Okay, really, really interesting cards. Okay, so I'm just going to get right into it. The first card I have is Seven of Cups, which is basically telling me that, so there's a lot of things at stake. There's a lot at stake, and it's kind of like a high pressure match as well. It's kind of, it is something which has everyone's attention. A lot of people are like vying for it, and it's a really, really intense situation. So here's something which the cards are suggesting, that, you know, how the match is going to go and what can we expect. So first things first, we have Four of Wands, which is telling me that since we are playing in our home ground, in our country itself, it's going to be actually a super, super fun match. It's a very strong match, and India has a huge, huge advantage. Just because I feel like knowing your climatic conditions, knowing the pitch and all of that. So it's going to be absolutely amazing and lots of fun. So you can expect a lot of like opulence at this match. Lots of, it's going to be a very intense match at it. It's not going to be easy. We also have the eclipse on that day, which is also a major, major eclipse. So lots of changes, cosmically, a lot of changes. And that is going to impact everything. So in this case, it's going to be a high pressure situation, which is very intense, a match. And I do feel like it's going to be like down to the wire sort of a situation, because we have a Queen of Swords, which is telling me that India does have an advantage, yes, but you also have to be very mindful of your past mistakes. So go in with confidence, do your, play your game with immense, immense confidence, but be mindful of past mistakes, maybe something that have happened in this very pitch or with the same team that you faced, you know, and it's not the first time we're facing this team either. So be very, very mindful about your past mistakes and do not repeat them at all. I feel like that is a big message that has come through today in the cards. We also are being, the cards are also insisting on being innovative. Do something differently, because there's a lot at stake, and that's why we have Ace of Wands. So this is the time to think outside the box. This is the time to think differently, and you know how you would change things around. And that's a huge, huge advantage. That, okay, the more you change your strategy, the more you change the way you play, it's actually going to, like, you know, confuse the other players. It's going to confuse even the audience, because they're in for a treat at that point. So it's a great space to be in. It's a great, exciting match that we're going to see. But we also have one of those where it could be literally like you're winning by one run. You're like, you know, it's one of those like super, like you cannot tell till the very last minute, because there's Four of Pentacles. It's saying that everything is so tight. Like if you can even see this guy, like he's holding on to this very tightly. So it's like, okay, even to let go, even, and even if we like win, it's going to be by like one run, by like, you know, really tiny margins. So that's going to be like super, super down to the wire. But it's going to be great for those who watch it, because we have Eight of Pentacles. So it's like, it's a great entertaining match. It's something which everyone's going to love. It's going to be super, super exciting. So yeah, that's the one thing for sure. It's like, it's going to be a great match to watch. Very, very great at, you know, if you're watching with your friends or your family, you're going to have a blast. Now, I obviously wanted to ask which team will win. And, you know, the card we have is King of Wands, which is telling me that there are very high chances of India winning, provided we're very focused on the game, obviously, and think outside the box. Like, do not do something that the other team is expecting. Like, really go innovative, really go all out, and it's going to be fab. So I hope India wins at this point, otherwise my career is at stake. So,
like, we are putting up a big disclaimer out here.
Big disclaimer.
But yeah, we would love to see such kind of a match, and I hope that everyone goes on to a D&D mode on to that particular day and enjoy that particular match.
Absolutely.
Well, it's part of game, and you just have to be very, enjoy that particular thing and let players allow. We have seen like from what situation we won with Australia. So it's more about your presence onto that particular ground that really matters. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And now I have another question that is, I just always wanted to ask to you, that September has been a great month for me. I won 2 podcast awards. But again, there were some instances where I felt down, where my work was questioned. So something like that happened. And again, there were some issues that, like, questions that I was having into my personal life as well. So that was something that I was going through. Now I'm coming back to the routine. I'm just getting back into the groove so that I don't allow a lot of time to that particular thing. So it was more kind of a mixed month. I enjoyed my success as well. I just questioned my existence into that particular industry as well. So for me, I want to know, like, how good I'm going to fare into this podcasting industry and what lies ahead for me into this journey.
Okay, let's ask. So, okay, I'm just going to ask. So we have one card which has sort of fallen. So that's a great sign because it's like an angel message, we call it.
Okay.
So it's a very special message. I'm going to get to it. Okay. So we have very, very interesting cards. I'm going to start with the other cards first and then come on to the angel message.
Sure.
So the first card I have for you is Three of Wands, which is telling me that podcasting as a space, right? It's all about your opinion. It's all about your voice, quite literally. And the cards are saying that you've got what it takes. So don't doubt that for even 1 second. And if you were looking for a sign, if you were looking for any sort of like validation, okay, should I do this? Should I not do this? Consider this as one and consider the 2 awards that you've won as a sign that, okay, you're meant to do this. Now coming on to how your journey ahead is going to be. You're a very creative person. You're a very, very creative person. You have a different thought process, right? So the cards are saying, put that more out there, you know, put that out there in terms of the way you talk, in terms of the way you present yourself, in terms of the way you write, all of that. Give a little bit of an innovation, you know, maybe change things around here and there, and you will notice a huge shift in the way people are perceiving you, which will, you know, and the change is coming in a good way, where people want you into, like, say, certain events, people want to invite you to things and stuff like that. So that's one card. The next card we have for you, like, if you see here, right, this guy is like looking out, he's looking onto the future, he's looking outside.
Yeah.
And the cards are saying that this is also time to sort of maybe, if you're considering a move geographically, that's, it's a good time for that. Secondly, if you are looking at audiences, move beyond maybe the country, move, or, you know, move beyond your comfort zone, maybe get someone international. That'll also give you a good boost. People you really look up to, people who match your vibe. So go with that feeling, go with that gut. And it'll actually lead you to a wonderful space, because there's a lot of money, there's a lot of prosperity involved in this line for you. There will be days which are good and bad, but all in all, it's a really great space for you to be in. So don't worry about that. And we have 2 more cards for you, which is the first one is again 3 of Cups, which is saying that when you're stuck, when you're unsure about, you know, what to do, how to go ahead with this, think and ask yourself that, okay, if I were to invite a friend on a podcast, what kind of a friend would I want it to be? Or what kind of an episode would I want it to be, right? So that will actually bring about a very fun element for you. It will make it fun for you again. It will make it very interesting for you also again.
Yeah.
And if you have friends, you know, who you probably want to interview, it's the right time to do that. So I would say, like, involve your emotional fun side to it. Like, bring play into this and you'll actually really, really enjoy it. Like, if you know, sometimes you just look at people and wonder, like, I would love to know what's going on in their mind. And just call them. You'll actually figure out, like, okay, this was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it, you know. So that's one thing. Secondly, the last card we have is 2 of Pentacles, which is telling me that if you were worried about monetization, if you're worrying about how financially this will plan out for you, the cards have got it covered for you. You have nothing to worry about. In fact, you're managing it all beautifully. And in the next year or so, things are only getting better. Things are only going upwards for you in that sense. It could be public fame. It could be so more materialistic pleasure. So in the sense that public fame is coming your way. More awards probably are coming your way. Even maybe getting your own show with someone else is coming. You know, so in that sense, a lot of possibilities are there. So the cards are saying that you right now just focus on making this fun again for you. Focus on bringing that element that you loved about it. Right, like you started this because you love speaking to different people. Go back to that kind of feeling and bring that into the podcast, and everything else will fall into place. So don't worry about that. Lastly, coming for to your angel message, the card we have for you is 7 of Swords, which is basically telling me that, you know, don't shy away from what has happened recently. Maybe dig deeper a little bit as to, okay, what did you feel when maybe someone questioned you, or what did you feel when you won the award as well? You know, dive a little deeper into your emotions and see what's coming up, because if you ignore that right now, if you don't pay attention to this right now, the same thing will come back to haunt you a couple of months later, years later. You know, maybe right now, like, okay, you just push it under the carpet and you move on with it.
Yeah.
But actually try to figure out, okay, if someone questioned your work, or if someone questioned whether you deserve the award, for example, why do you feel what you feel? First of all, what do you feel? Like, literally, I would say, sit with a pen and paper. I'm feeling like angry, and just write like anger. I'm feeling like disappointed. I feel like I want to like hit somebody or something, you know. Write that all down and then come up to like, okay, why did that person make me feel? And if you feel like, okay, I want to go into both sides of it, right?
Yeah.
Why did that person feel that way? And what do I feel about it? that way you get, you're sort of like breaking it down and you're not pushing it under the carpet. So I feel like that will really help you. But yeah, that's, I hope you could like resonate with it.
Definitely, because that is pretty much, I needed to know. It just helps me to gather that particular courage, and I have been doing since like 3+ years. Now it is something that I want to scale ahead, grow ahead with into this particular journey. And again, like awards or winning or losing doesn't matter for me or to any person that I'm working with, but it's more about like the acknowledgement that comes through it. So knowing that you are better, it pushes me to do more better and better. And this is the kind of episodes that we are doing right now, or having this conversation is a result of that particular thing. Otherwise, which would have not been possible. So definitely, thank you for sharing that particular insights. And now that we have seen readings, Urvi, I want to know that, is there any kind of a scientific or psychological basis to tarot readings? And see, there have always been skeptics out there who will say that, who will be having the common criticisms as well. So what are those common criticisms, I want to know, because then you know your industry better. People out there might not be resonating with the kind of work that we do at times. So, right. Yeah.
Okay. So again, very glad you asked this question, because I'll tell you, a lot of the times my DMs are filled with like, you know, how much guarantee do you give for your readings? Only if you give 100% accuracy will we come. So, and I'm like, okay, and do you don't have the guarantee for life. How exactly. Can you ask me for it? Like, you know, and if I could guarantee that, I would be like some millionaire, na? Why will I not be? So, you know, I feel like, to answer your question very, very simply, the one question I get most commonly asked is, how do we ask questions and what is the basis to this? So to give you a gist, we have 78 tarot cards, and they're divided into very specific, like some are very like thought-provoking, some are related to, so, and the cards are divided in these themes. So it goes to like thoughts, it goes to how you put it across, it goes to your emotions, and it goes to materialistic pleasures, which essentially defines your core, like your four pillars, if you call it, right, of society living. And then it also gets into relationships. It also gets into like at what stage you get what. And it also, there are cards for your mom, for your dad, and all it. So it basically represents everything very, very holistically, even work, even like siblings, and all of that is very, very well covered in the cards, right? Now, why we do that, it also depends on A, the person you're getting the reading done from. Now, for example, if you were getting this reading done from someone who's maybe 70, 80 years old, and again, no offense to anybody who's that old.
Yeah.
But if they don't get what you do, if they don't get what a podcaster does, or if they don't get what any new age business does, you're probably not going to relate to them anyway. And in that sense, it maybe pushes you off the card. You know, it just pushes you off the whole concept. Yeah. Like, this is like not worth it. So that's why I think it's very important to find someone you resonate with. Secondly, I would also say go with an open mind. Very often people, and I've seen a lot of my clients also come in with this, and I can feel their energy shifting mid-session the minute something negative comes up. And it's not exactly like, I'm not going to tell you, oh, tomorrow this is going to happen to you. No, it's just like, okay, if you don't do this, or if you choose to continue on said path, this will not work out, or this is going to, you know, not help you in the long run. So, which was a very fair situation to tell, right? Like, as a friend, you would also tell that, okay, this is not working out for you, change your path, do this, do that. And I can, like, the minute I tell them this is not working out for you, they're not interested. Like, they're only interested in knowing all the good stuff, which is a little unfair if you ask me, because it's not rosy, not everything is rosy. And the one thing most people ask me is, where, what will happen 10 years later? And I just feel like it's a very incorrect question to ask, only because nobody can predict that, right? Even an astrologer will tell you somewhat, like, okay, this could be possible, like, okay, this is happening, or maybe the next 7 years of your life will have a lot of trouble and stuff like that. But you and I both don't know to what degree those troubles will come, or who we will be as people 10 years later, right? Like, today, where I am, and 10 years later, I could be a completely different person doing something completely different. So I just feel like you are not going to remain the same in same 10 years later. How can you expect a card to say the same thing about you? Like, how can you, and then to hold it to that, like, okay, 10 years later, this is what's going to happen. 10 years later, 10 years earlier, there was probably no podcasting also. So I couldn't tell you that, right? Like, so it's one of those that I'm just like, do not ask questions where everything is so changeable. Like, okay, you ask me 6 months, 1 year, I get that. Where even you are probably going to be somewhat similar. But if you're changing 10 years later, you can't expect the cast to say the same thing.
Exactly. We just have to be realistic. And that was an eye-opener for all of us, because then we just need to respect that, the boundaries as well. There are personal ethics to it, the principles of the business, and whatever we are doing, it's more about the things we have learned, those we are applying, and we are deriving results through it. So it is not something that we are offering the guarantee. Even with the business, it happens that people do ask, like, what kind of guarantee you are giving for the product? And it is the same response that we often give. We don't have the guarantee of life. So we can't just predict that particular thing. But did it ever happen with your journey into the tarot card reading that people have this habit, like, I'll be going to an astrologer, I'll be getting the reading. Then if it is not working, or I just want a second opinion, I'll be coming to you to get my tarot reading done. So were there any kind of a contradictions that you have seen into this particular journey, and how to gel with it?
So I'm very okay. Honestly, if you want to go and get a second opinion for my readings or anything, I'm very comfortable with that, because at the end of the day, the client should be happy. So, you know, whatever helps you feel better, please go ahead and get a second opinion. The only thing I would say about it is that you know what to trust more than anything. Even if, for example, if someone who is another tarot card reader gives you another answer, and I'm completely okay with that, but it should align with who you are. What is your gut saying that's right, right? And I could be off, and that's okay, right? We're all human, and I understand that maybe my reading was off. I just want whoever comes, you know, the idea is that listen to your intuition. Tomorrow there could be four options in front of you. I could have told you three out of four options would work for you. But if you feel the last fourth option works for you, please go ahead with that. Because it's ultimately your life, and you have to feel satisfied with the way you're going ahead with it also. So I'm very, very okay with that. I'm very... And sometimes it has happened where the clients have also come back and said that, oh, you know, the other person said the same thing that you did. So in a way, it's good because it validates my... What I have said. And in case it's not, you know, I'm actually very open to learning as to, okay, what happened eventually. Maybe it was maybe I couldn't pick up the card correctly, or maybe I couldn't read it, interpret it correctly, right? And maybe that's something I could learn from. So I'm very okay with it. I'm very, and I love when people tell me that, you know, this is what they said, and this is how it worked for us in that sense. And I'm good. It gives me a chance to learn. So I'm very happy.
Exactly. And there are only two people where people always try to share more than they usually do. It's one, the chartered accountant, and the other is the astrologer, because or the tarot card readers, because then we all want the clarity, like what is going to happen into our life and something like that. So that came from that particular mindset, because we should be able to know, we should be able to gauge like where we are heading towards and what kind of expectations we can keep from the particular tarot card reader as well. So glad for sharing that.
Good, I'm glad.
And see, like we did talk about the fate, we did talk about like the free will. So how do these concepts go well along with the tarot card reading? Because then again, it is not something that we can just give the assurity that your fate will be just like this, whatever cards are telling. There is always an option to change it for the better. Okay, it's more about our actions as well. And we are very free to choose our will as well. So how do these concepts go along with the tarot readings?
Okay, so I'm really, really glad again that you've asked this question. So I'll give you my opinion on it. It's actually very simple. The way I view it is that, you know, as people say that it's all pre-written or it's predestined in a way. I personally feel like a lot of things are predestined. A lot of things are pre-written. For example, the family that you're born into or the opportunities that you get, a lot of them are kind of maybe written for you, right? Where we make a difference is when you act as a co-creator. Now, for example, as I told you, like very often you're told, okay, these are the five options available to you. Where you come in is when you choose a particular option, right? It's when you make that choice. So it could be like, you know, you have an entire like rough painting available in front of you, and the colors that you are choosing defines how it comes out, defines how beautiful it looks. So each choice of ours is like adding a color on that blank slate. You know, it's just as simple as that. And when it comes to free will, I think it's more like follow your intuition. Whatever feels most right to you in your gut, no matter what it is that you're choosing, that's most important. Anyone could say anything, but if you feel like, okay, this is the right option for me, this is the right choice for me, it's all going to work out. And that I think that's how you should also operate. Like, yes, get guidance, yes, get clarity, but ultimately choose something that makes you the happiest, choose something that is very okay with you internally, right? Like, sometimes we've all been there where we said yes to a plan where we really wanted to say a no, and it's not turned out very well because you weren't just feeling it. And if you've gone to a plan where you were like, okay, I'm super excited to be here, you know you're going to have like 10 times more fun. So just, you know, align with your gut, align with what your intuition is trying to tell you, and everything will work out. No matter who you're going to, astrologer, tarot card reader, anyone. But as long as you're happy with your gut, that's what makes it happen. That's what is the right way to live. And the way an astrologist or a tarot reader or anyone could really help you in this is to just nudge you in the direction of following your gut. Nudge you in terms of, okay, just listen to your gut in this way. Or your gut is trying to communicate with you in this way. So, you know, maybe this is how you could tune in. So I feel like that's how I view myself in someone else's life. That's how I view my role in someone else's life. And the idea is to just give them the nudge to follow what their heart is trying to say, or something they can't even comprehend is coming their way, in terms of, you know, your mind or your body giving you signs, and just to show them that mirror. That's all.
Urvi, such an insightful answer to that. I'm loving this conversation because these are the real insights. We are not just speaking about, we are talking about the facts as well. We are not just having this random conversation. It's more about like having this one-to-one dialogue so that people get to know how it works. People get to know like where they are heading, where they have to go, and who is the right person. So I'm loving this conversation. And I have seen that usually tarot is often a bridge between the known and the unknown. This is something that we have to understand. So how do you see the tarot readings interacting with the philosophical concept of, say, like reality or consciousness or the human psyche? What's the role of it into that particular thing?
So I personally feel it kind of helps you to know yourself better. Now, coming to, say, reality, or coming to... We're all living in this world, right?
Yeah.
But we're all born with certain gifts. We're all born with certain, which we may not be aware of. Maybe somewhere your subconscious mind knows about it, your gut knows about it, but we don't know it. And that's how tarot cards help you to find out what you're born with. It maybe helps you find out a gift you didn't know you had, or it helps you find out a way of thinking that you didn't know you could, you know, proceed with. Or even, and very often sometimes, even like, you know, doing something which is really different to everyone else, but somewhere you know this is what it is, and that's where it helps you. You know, it helps you with that's how it kind of bonds the two worlds for me, like your internal and your external world, to be very honest. And I feel like tarot is the bridge to that. It bridges your internal thoughts, your internal communication, and translates it in a very like today's world method, you know, like a method to the madness, basically, to live in today's world. So that's how I view it.
I hope that we all walk onto that particular bridge where whatever is unknown, that gets known to us, and into the great fashion. It's not something that we are just knowing it on a surface level. We just go into deep into it. If it is of your liking, then just like dig up that particular fact, see how it can work for you, and then utilize that to fuel your creative journey is what I believe. And absolutely, coming on to the last part of this episode, Urvi, would you like to share some kind of a like bizarre or lesser known facts about the tarot or something around that? And we are talking on Glitters of Life podcast show, so there is always an element that we can add glitters to each and every individual's life. So what have been your reflections into your journey, and what you would love to suggest to the audience?
I think the one thing I would recommend, you know, that the audience should kind of be open to is talking about how you're feeling, because I still feel like, and I work with a lot of individuals, right?
Yeah.
And I still feel so, I feel like a lot of people are very they're not open, they're very shy to talk about their feelings of what they're really going through, and in a good way and in a bad way, right? Like, I've had people who like, oh, you know, I really want to do this, and I really want to pursue this, but I don't have the courage to do that, and I want that to change. Like, I really want that, and I want people to have a little bit of courage to maybe pursue that dream, to sort of and you know, if tarot can help them, you know, even with that little bit of guidance that, you know, you have it in you to validate that feeling, or to tell you, okay, this is where you will falter, but you can still make it happen. And I feel like just even if I'm able to give that little bit of boost of confidence to anyone, I would be super happy. Like, I would feel like my job is done. And I think that's something I want people to take away from this, that, you know, you have it in you and you don't know the gifts that you're aware of, just tap into it a little bit, tap into your inner wisdom, and you will be blown away by what comes up. So that's all I would like to say to this.
Definitely. And that was such a glittering moment for all of us, because we will be able to reflect onto those reflections, because everyone needs kind of a guidance. Everyone wants to have that enlightening moment into their own life. So whenever I was not doing well, if someone used to ask me like, how are you doing? I used to like this time I followed this, like I'm not well, I'm doing just better. So people were like, I didn't suppress my thoughts. I didn't compress whatever I was feeling. So it's more about like, feel that what you are into that particular moment, bring out the best once you get into the routine, and then the life gets easier for all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's also a great like testing method, right? Because if someone really cares about you, they'll probably message you again, be like, oh, what's happening? Are you feeling better today? Yeah. And if someone's not interested, they'll be like, okay, whatever. He'll text me when he's like better and I don't want to get into this, which is also fair. So I feel like it's a great way to judge who is there for you and who's at what level for you, basically.
Absolutely. And that is bound to happen. See, everyone is getting busier into their own lives, but we just have to respect those boundaries as well and the limitations as well. And we have a lot to do into our own life. And I was blown away with the kind of conversation that we had, the insights that I got, and people who are listening to us, watching us, will going to have a lot of reflections, and their faith into tarot reading is going to be on a peak level, is what I feel. So thank you so much for sharing all these insights with us.
Thank you.
It has been a memorable experience for me as well. We have not just talked, but have seen in what way it works, the readings that we have talked about. So a great experience all in all.
Great. Yeah, I had a great time talking to you about it. And I absolutely love doing your readings. So do let me know offline if you resonated with it or not. And to all the listeners, thank you so much for listening to this conversation. Really means a lot to me. And yeah, have a great day.
Yep. And if anyone wants to connect with Urvi, her social media links are in the episode description. Just follow her and send out a DM. She'll be happy to help you in her best capacities, what I believe. And Urvi, I wish you all the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yep. Stay happy, stay healthy. Bye-bye. Take care.